This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know I say it to you all the time. I don't really care. I'm going to tell you anyway. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, Xing, tweeting, whatever. Stop changing names around here. Make life easy for a guy like me. No, but I really do, and I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to. You've chosen this one, and I do appreciate it a lot more than you know. But you know what? Go ahead and frequent, if you would, frequent our sponsors. You know, they go out of their way. You see what happens to some of these people, and they go out of their way to support guys like me. Right? You gotta support them back. And even if that means you sending them an email from their website saying, hey, appreciate you supporting so-and-so show or whatever, or conservative causes. Now, if you go over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, right, you'll save 30 to 70% off. You get a great return policy, but I'm telling you, you won't want to return these things. They're very comfortable. I enjoy them tremendously. I know Tammy does, too. We've got their sheets, pillowcases, towels, slippers. I just, I ruined my slippers. You know, you forget you have them on. They're really comfortable. I wore them out in the rain, you know, just quick run in the rain. Well, you know, I'm a big guy, so nothing is ever a quick run, if you know what I'm saying. But I went out there, you know what, loved them. Had them for, what, 2 years, two plus years? So it's a great place to go. I mean, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, do a little window shopping, save 30 to 70%. I'm telling you, you'll be extremely happy with what you got, okay? This is so much fun. So somebody starts telling me, I think you guys really know how to get my blood pressure up. Just found out a U.S. Army employee, Janet Yamanaka, has been indicted after she allegedly stole $100 million from the United States Army. How in God's creation? This is insane. How do you steal $100 million? I mean, I'd like a clue. Not that I want to do the same thing, but I'm curious. Reportedly, she was able to gather $100 million with fraudulent paperwork before authorities figured it out. She used the money to purchase millions of dollars of real estate, cars, jewelry. That's according to the Texas U.S. Attorney's Office. She reportedly purchased 31 properties, including a 58-acre piece of property with 78 vehicles. Mello would file fraudulent paperwork asking for funding for her child health and youth lifelong development organization to provide services to military members and their families. Now, I want you to know, this is the group that wants you to keep giving them billions and billions of dollars for Ukraine, where they can't find some of the equipment. They can't track the money. And we're supposed to be good with this, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, recently there was a report that we're missing over $1 billion in weapons that were sent to Ukraine. But they want more money. Well, you can't. Now, wait a minute. Has anybody checked Joey B's bank account or any of his nieces, nephews, and grandchildren? Because you never know. That might be where that money is. You got to go looking for it, though, because he doesn't report it, as we've come to find out. It never stops. It's never going to stop either, unless we get smart. We show by who we elect on a regular basis, we ain't going to get smart. Recent report again out reveals another report, $1 billion worth of weapons sent to Ukraine, unaccounted for. Nobody knows where they are. You can't look at a serial number, go push a hand on one. 40,000 weapons have not been properly monitored. And yet Congress is debating whether they should send more money to Zelensky. Somebody sent me a picture of Zelensky and Biden hugging and both of them crying because they're both of them saying, I can't believe we pulled this off. Look at the U.S. military, not the wonderful young men and women. Don't take this the wrong way. But it's in a shambles. Okay? It's really disastrous and dangerous right now. Billions of weapons have been abandoned or lost in Afghanistan and Ukraine. Millions of dollars are being stolen by employees like this person we just spoke about. The Secretary of Defense is missing in action, right? Recruitment, my God, is almost, you almost can't tell. And for all intents and purposes, we're defenseless. And you've got Congress people that, you know, didn't want Joe Biden or didn't think that Joe Biden had the permission to allow us to protect ourselves from the Houthi. You know, we were attacked, and I don't know if Joe Biden, I don't think he did it. He hasn't got the ability to do it mentally, but immediately fought back, attacked back to let them know we meant business. What kind of business? I don't know. Right? And somebody just asked me, how do you steal $100 million from the U.S. Army? This must be BS. Really? Use the brain cells God gave you. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Be part of the solution by getting information. Okay? Yeah, I must have hit a nerve with some of you. Because now I'm getting all kinds of links and emails and such. You know, talking about the $100 million being missing. Did you guys forget about the, what was it, $80 billion in equipment that we, quote-unquote, left behind in Afghanistan? How did you know it was $80 billion? It might have been $100 billion. It may only have been $50 billion. We can't seem to track anything. We can't seem to trace anything. Right? So, you know, national debt hit a record $34 trillion. Yeah, this is between Oblamo and O'Biden. This is not squarely sitting on the shoulders of Trump, the Trump administration. I mean, every president, this is getting out of hand as to how they do this. Just, again, just amazing. And if you don't think for a minute that the money being sent to Ukraine that somehow is not finding its way back to American shores, then you really do live in Candyland. You know? Seriously. In the last audit, it showed $6 billion unaccounted for one transaction. Right? They couldn't break it down to tell you where it went, how it went, where it went to, what it bought, what it didn't buy. These guys should be able to track, I mean, almost down to every bullet that's being used. You know what I'm saying? There is no reason whatsoever why they get away with this so easily. Except that we're not making enough noise. Yeah, we, us-ins. Okay? And you can say what you want, and you can do what you want. But frankly and honestly, it's this is big part of this is our fault. Now, some of you are going to say, well, no, slow down. I did not vote for him. That's not fair. Well, I don't care if you didn't vote for him. What did you do to keep him from getting in? How many people did you give a ride, to the polls? I'm curious. I don't know. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. 5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Oh, I got a whole bunch of stuff. John Hopkins was just sent, an email was recently sent out from the DEI office. Yeah, I can't figure that one out. Where everybody else is kind of dropping it, they're keeping it alive. And basically, if you read the whole memo, the following people are guilty of privilege, whether they know it or not. Males, whites. Now, go and flow, because I want you to take notes, because I don't want you to be part of the problem. Christians, mid-aged people, able-bodied people, middle. And, middle and owning class. Wow. This one's pretty much is everybody, right? English-speaking people. Was that perfect English or kind of English? Does it include black folks? How about Asians? I'm curious, aren't you? Anybody else curious or is just me? I mean, this is the chief diversity officer. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you could, but you really can't make it up. The way they post this stuff, the way they put it up there. Let me see if I can, when you try to copy it off that big bad interweb, sometimes it's a pain in the butt. But I think we can do it. Let me pull this up. I usually have this stuff ready to go. So it's a chief diversity officer. She opens up the email with, hey, happy new year. Welcome to January 2024 issue of the Monthly Diversity Digest, which is undigestible. We're excited to kick off this month with two events in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Because he was very racist, We look forward to the 42nd annual MLK commemoration on January 12th. This year we'll be in a new location, the Chevy Chase Auditorium. Oh, how exciting. On the East Baltimore campus, and the theme will be, where do we go from here? Chaos or community? Noted engineer physician Mae Jemison will be the keynote speaker. Jemison will share her career path, her experience, and the first woman of color to travel into space. Monday, January 15th is the 2024 MLK Day of Service, and participants can choose from a number of volunteer opportunities that are available January 15th through the 31st. We look forward to working with you this year, and in the spirit of Dr. King and others, to achieve our equity and inclusion goals. Now, I don't know, I'm not going to speak as an expert, but I don't know if I ever heard some of his speeches about his equity and inclusion goal. Now, she went on to say the diversity word of the month, privilege. Privilege is a set of unearned benefits given to people who are in a specific social group. Privilege operates on personal, interpersonal, cultural, and institutional levels. It provides advantages. It favors members of dominant groups at the expense of members of other groups. Privilege is granted to people who have membership in one or more of these social identity groups. Somebody's already read you, but some weren't in there. White people, which now is, what, 70% of the country? So they're all privileged. Especially those people, especially the white folks that live in there in the Appalachians, you know, the ones that don't have any clothes. They're freezing. Yeah, those white folks, yeah. Able-bodied people, right. So anybody can actually get up and go to work in the morning, yeah, they have privilege. Even if they don't go to work and they just walk out of the welfare office, if you're white and you're able to walk there on your own, apparently you are privileged as well. Heterosexuals, yes, that's right. Right, so again, if you're able to have sex and you're a heterosexual and you're white and you're cisgender, you are privileged. Are you following this? Are you following the sickness? This is the person who put this out. They've got some real serious issues. They need to seek psychiatric care immediately, if not sooner. Heterosexual, cisgender, males, Christians, middle or owning class people, middle-aged people, English-speaking people. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Instead of appearing for a debate, former President Trump spent time speaking with voters at a Fox News town hall in Iowa Wednesday night. Tim Berg has more.
The former president dismissing a recent report by Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee that alleges he exploited his presidency to earn millions of dollars from foreign governments for him and his family. He claims the money is from hotels he owns.
I didn't do it. I put everything in trust, and if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money. And it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels.
There is still no endorsement announcement anticipated from Chris Christie, who has now dropped out of the race for the White House. The former New Jersey governor also does not shy away, outright telling Republican voters they should oppose the party's current runaway favorite candidate, Donald Trump. This
I am. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I like bees. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and not part of the problem, which is, you know what happens. You guys, some of you get so nervous. You don't want anybody to know you're part of the conservative movement. You're afraid of what they're going to do to you. All right, I'm going to do what I always do, and it makes some of you crazy. But frankly and honestly, can you imagine if our founding fathers did the same thing? No, really, in all sincerity. Can you imagine if our founding fathers decided, yeah, this is, you know what? What if the king finds out it's us? Then what? What do we do? You know what he's going to do to us, right? Yeah, we can't be doing this. All right, guys. No, forget it. Bad idea. Bad idea. Can you imagine? I just find it amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Part of, and, not, you know, it makes you part of the solution. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's really cool. All right, let me finish up my... Yeah, I don't even know if I can. I mean, seriously, honestly, this is truly disgusting. What this woman put out there on this diversity, equity, inclusion, blah, 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 blah. DEI. This is why they're losing it. They're losing it because of the way they see it, the way they perceive, you know, things. Right? You've got the DA in, is it New York? I mean, she's screaming at the women's environment. Oh, yeah, New York City AG. I'm sorry. Not the DA, but the Attorney General. She gets in. She starts tearing up white folks. They're too male, they're too pale, they're too stale. Her words, not mine. When did all this become about color? I thought the whole thing was not to be about color. But apparently not for these folks. No, I'm joking. Take a listen.
Please, please. We've got to stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
Now, isn't that truly... Let's not talk about what's going on in the streets of New York City. Right? I mean, seriously. That would be way too much to deal with. Because they created this problem. That is the biggest problem we have. Oh, that's cute. So just somebody said, listen, DEI actually stands for division, exclusion, and incompetence. At this point, from what I've seen, I agree. And I hope these people drive themselves into the ground from a standpoint like Johns Hopkins University. Right? The liberals went out of their minds when the Johns Hopkins chief psychiatrist said transgenderism is a mental disorder. Government threatened them. Threatened to hold back their grant money. It's all about the money. When it becomes all about the money, when it can be bought, you can't trust any of them. You can't trust the scientists, the government. Right? I mean, come on. It's just you and me. Can we really talk about this? So it's just, again, it's just amazing what they're trying to sell you. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. God bless. I just appreciate you guys so much. I mean, some of the stuff you sent me, I wish you'd sent it to me during a break so I could actually read it. All right. Back to some of these other crazy stories. All right. Here's a guy. Look, I don't dislike him. So we're clear. I'm just not a big fan of him anymore. He kind of wore out. I don't want to say wore out his welcome, but he wore me out. And that's Bill O'Reilly. When Obama came on the scene and he said, well, we didn't know him and we didn't know what he was going to do and all of that, I thought Sonia Schmidt was going to have a heart attack. She said, we do know him. We do know what he's going to do. We've seen his voting record. Anything he's uncomfortable voting for, he votes present for. But O'Reilly has had it. And thank God, because he's got a big listening audience. Still, very large. Take a listen to what he has to say. He's reached his limit. He's done. Take a listen.
These other progressive things, we got to stop this now. I'm telling you, I don't have any progressive friends anymore. They're gone because I can't stomach them. Criminals running wild, murdering people. Because progressive DAs funded by George Soros don't want to punish the violent criminals? That's what you're giving me? You support that? Get out of my house. Out. I've had it. Biden is not going to get any better. And the Democratic Party has to get destroyed next November. I don't care whether you like Trump or not. Trump governed this nation in a responsible way where everybody prospered. And if you don't believe that, you're a moron.
Oh, my favorite word.
Every single thing, every single indicator was on positive territory. All the working people, no matter what color they were making more money and there were more jobs. We didn't have inflation. We didn't have supply problems. We didn't have any of it. Now we got all of it, in addition to an open border.
I mean, you can't, seriously, you got to face the facts. This is the truth. Right? The bottom line with it all, again, is they like to say, no, they got handed an economy that wasn't working. They got handed this problem and that problem. No, they didn't. Even in the middle of all the shutdowns and everything. Look, he's no God. He's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I get all of that. But I'll tell you what. As Billy Boy said, people were better off. They had money in their pocket. They had more food on the table. Right? It's just amazing. So you have to look at this stuff and say, when are you going to start pushing back? Right? When are you going to start making that enough noise? Why do you care what your neighbors think? Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'll go a little further with it. Why do you care what your family thinks? They do it to you. The people on the far left who think that if you even know how to spell Trump, you're a bad person. If you believe that we should have a border of any kind, you're a bad person. And you tippy-toe around these people because they're family? Bullpuckies. You need to push back and say, really? Just like I do when I do interviews. Don't let them take you all over. Yeah, that's great. Come back. Come back. Tell me. Show me the numbers under Trump. You say that he had an open border. Show me the numbers. What was the difference? Under Joe Biden, now they're estimating we've had over 9 million. 9 million people, illegals, come over the border. I wonder how many of those are in the fields, as Jerry Nadler said, picking our vegetables and fruits. Well, they can't do it in California because, you know, farmers waste water. We can't have them doing that. John Kerry thinks the farming should go to zero because of the biggest emitters of CO2. These people are just really, I don't know what's in the air, what's different about their brains, what's different about the way they think. Right? It is truly amazing. All right, Joe Biden's attorneys are getting a little nervous. White House counsel is warning Biden, please, they're actually not even warning, they're begging him, stop bringing your big donors to the White House. You know, because it implies that the way the president has been conducting such tours in the past, although, you got to tell you something, I don't know if he's conducting a tour. You really think he knows where he's going when he's walking around there? I don't think so. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Just be part of the solution. Right? That's the way you win. Be part of the solution. While you're engaged. While you're involved. While you're informed. Best way to do it. Best way to make it happen. All right. Before I get back to Joey B's White House issues, put it that way. Since Joe Biden took office, I think this is hilarious. Overall prices have skyrocketed over 18%. Food prices have jumped almost 21%. Rent, almost 20%. And electricity has gone up almost 25%. Right? Gone up. Rose. Time to stop blaming Trump, don't you think? I mean, in all sincerity. 855. Real show. 855-732-5563. So Biden really, truly, was giving White House tours to his donors, large donors. And he had to stop because of a council. Because it kind of implies a pay-to-play scenario. Implies? I mean, that's what you're all about. We've already found that out a million times over. So unnamed people familiar with the matter told Axios for its report that while Biden continues to host donors at the White House, he's now restricted those visits to certain parts of the president's residence. According to the outlet, the visit was designed to calm anxious donors who may doubt the president's ability to beat rival Donald Trump. Guess what? Ain't going to help. Giving you, matter of fact, hopefully he's actually the one giving tours, and those guys will see that they're flushing money. Right? What do you think? Axios said that Biden had to combat some apathy that had built up among big Democrat donors during the COVID lockdowns. It originally prevented the president from inviting large numbers of people to the White House. So the meals and the exclusive briefings continue, according to the outlet, but only under the clear restrictions placed upon them by the Biden lawyers. Anyway, look, it's typical. Presidents, regardless of the party, they host supporters at the White House or at the complex or, you know, I mean, show them around. I know it's distasteful to some of you. It's part of the day. Trump did the same thing, I'm sure, when he had dinners for some people, community leaders, right? Country leaders. Many on his side, many, some not. I think that's the best thing he ever did, though. When he used to have some of those dinners where he'd have his big donors slash supporters, like, you know, the founder of Home Depot and places like that, and even companies who couldn't stand him, he'd invite them. Now, the certain rooms in the White House, though, particularly in the residence, that are not covered under the Hatch Act, right? I mean, the Hatch Act covers campaigning by elected officials, you know, using public resources. The president is allowed to legally meet with and entertain donors at the White House, but you cannot give campaign contributions or solicit for campaign contributions while in the White House. Right, because that can be done on the phone before they get there, right? That's just amazing. I just love this stuff. An August poll by the Associated Press and the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago had 77% of responders say that Biden was too old to effectively serve another four-year term as president. And the same poll found that 51% of respondent adults, still a majority, but obviously a lot smaller, say the same thing about Trump. Yeah, 77%. I love people who write these stories. Big difference there, don't you think? And I'll bet you the 51%, mostly Democrat, maybe all, I don't know, and go by what they heard or what they believe to be truth from what they heard from some kind of publication. Really. It's all entertaining, as far as I'm concerned. All right, back to Fannie Willis. You know how I love to hit these. You know, really, when you think about it, these people run rampant when they have power. They always have. Sex, money, and power. That's what drove District Attorney Fannie Willis to bring these flimsy racketeering and conspiracy charges against former President Donald Trump. And others, actually, in Georgia. The filing by some of Trump's attorneys demanded the case be thrown out because of the actions of the DA before. The scheme that Willis purportedly concocted reads like a steamy Harley Quinn romance novel. Right? You got a secret lover. You got luxury trysts financed by taxpayers. They plotted to elevate her career by destroying a political opponent. You know, heck, he brought down, oh my God, she brought down Donald Trump. Right? The salacious, shocking accusations by Trump co-defendant Michael Roman threatens to upend the whole prosecution. Disqualifies the DA, even dismissed entirely her prosecutions for election interference. I mean, think about something here. the way she was brought up in a Black Panther type of home, hating the country. Everybody keeps calling it Trump-hating DA. No, she's the American-hating DA. I mean, the only reason she's actually even in that position, because of what America stands for, the only reason she's in that position is because of that Constitution that they seem to hate. There's a lot of slime to unpack. Begins with a curious decision by the Willis to hire, allegedly without authorization, a private attorney by the name of Nathan Wade to take the case against Trump, even though he has almost no experience in felony cases. He has no experience involving racketeering. So normally, with most DAs, looking down a list, they would go, oh, you know what? No, this guy hasn't got the experience. He hasn't been in court on these things. Right? And maybe that works in Trump's favor, unless everything's already set up. But, you know, I'm thinking maybe Wade has other skills that Roman likes. I'll just leave that alone. You know, he's a subordinate of hers, by the way. She has an affair with him, or had an affair with him. Right? She was having an affair with him, actually, before she retained him to do this job. Now, neither one has denied any of the stuff that's been put out there about them. Willis has been subpoenaed by Wade's wife to appear as a witness in their divorce case. That should be interesting. Let's see if she ducks the subpoena and how that works with her and Hunter Biden. What do you think? This gets better and better and better. County records show that Wade was paid a whopping $654,000 for his work, which is hard to fathom. The court motion contends that Willis and her partner, if you would, they used some of the cash for lavish vacations. They went together to resorts in Napa Valley, California, Florida, and the Caribbean. Does that sound like something a DA could easily do? I'm guessing there wasn't much incrimination or incriminating Trump evidence to be gathered in those distant luxury travels. What do you think? Maybe they should rename those cruises the Love Boat Cruises. I'm just saying. Even if it looked like anyone at Trump's former employees, was involved in something like this, this would be 7x24 news on the insane channels. You know, in a sane world, the Georgia trial judge would hold an open hearing and demand honest answers. The accusations are pretty serious. The conflict of interest appears to be right in your... See, I've told you, they're starting to do everything in your face now. They don't care. They don't try to hide it. They don't try to fight it. Because, frankly and honestly, they've got the judges to make it happen. Really, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. And they will dismiss this. They will do everything they can to start to bring up stuff about Trump to make it look like it's all about him. Again. Deflecting. Again. You heard it in the news brief at the top of the hour. They're complaining that Trump may have made a couple million bucks because Chinese people stayed at his hotels. Yet, no concern whatsoever that millions and millions of dollars were funneled through Hunter Biden's accounts, to the grandkids' accounts, to the niece and nephew's accounts, to the brother's accounts, that eventually made it back to Joey B's account. That is of no concern of theirs. They don't care. And nobody cares. Right? Nobody's going to question it. Nobody on the left is going to question it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Write it down. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to calm down a little bit. Get that blood pressure down. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the Joe Mancini Show.